Good evening. Please take your Bibles and turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Today, I would like to speak to you on fear versus courage in Joshua's life. I want to start out by saying that fear is self-imposed. You can create it and destroy it. Webster defines fear as a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain, etc., whether the threat is real or imagined. The feeling or condition of being afraid. Synonyms are apprehension, consternation, dismay, dread, terror, and fright. And notice the antonyms are courage, security, and calmness. Let's read Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and the land, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall be not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all thy law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host, and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over the Jordan to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you tonight to speak through me, just calm my butterflies, and just give me the words to speak, that your word go out. In Jesus' name, amen. Alright, I'm going to start out with a funny story. When we were little, Josh King and I used to hang out at my house and his house. And one night we decided to have a sleepover under the stars. So we got everything all set up. We had a campfire and everything. We were in our sleeping bags. It was about 10:30. We started hearing coyotes. They were like 5 miles away over the mountain. And we looked at each other. And you've never seen two kids run as fast as they could. To the house. But fear caused us to run from that situation. Joshua didn't. Notice the command in verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Imagine being in Joshua's shoes. To wake up one day and to be delivered a personal message by God to lead the Israelites into the promised land. I would be like, kind of think about this for a few days, but Joshua didn't do that. Look in verse 10 and 11. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the hosts and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over the Jordan to go into possess the land which the Lord God giveth you to possess it. He obeyed the command right away. And then in verses 3 through 9, Joshua is given a pep talk, but notice the strength was not Joshua's, it was God's strength. Amen. through Joshua. In verse 3 it says, "Every place that the soles of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said to Moses." God was the one that gave them the land. And it was all God. Joshua is commanded 3 times to be strong and courageous. But notice, there's a difference between being strong and tough. Strong is not being able to do 50 pull-ups or getting on stage and being a bodybuilder. But strong is a mother who stays up all night with her baby while he or she is sick. Strong is the dad who gets home dead tired and still plays with his kids. Strong is a soldier who jumps on a grenade for his friend. God wanted him to get the point that if he would just obey, he would be successful. Like in verse 7, it says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law, which Moses, my servant, has commanded thee. Turn not from it to thy right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Success is not measured by dollar signs or how much black smoke your truck pulls out, but is measured by your joy level and lying down in bed each night and knowing that you had a part in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I'll close with this. How big is our God? He created everything in the world and is bigger than anything that could harm us. So why would we have anything to fear if we have a Father that will never leave us nor forsake us and is looking over us, protecting us? He controls every testing that comes upon us, just like, for example, Job. We might not understand why he does what he does, but we can trust that is for our ultimate good. I'll leave you with this question. Are you trusting in the Lord? Are you being a Joshua by stepping up and being strong and courageous? Pastor Wes.